Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relation is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Hello. How are you?
We are in the building. We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the place's slow jam and adult talk show.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not, because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you want to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell alone. It's pretty simple.
It's rolling and rolling and rolling. Woo! Might make your head blow off.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. We are back for Season 3. Welcome to the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz. And, of course, with our lovely co-host, my duo, my partner, the lovely Miss Lady J. Welcome, welcome back.
Hi, how are you? Oh, my gosh, this feels so good. It's like putting on that old pair of pajamas and that t-shirt that fits so comfortably, and you can just relax in it. How've you been?
I'm good. You know, trying to switch it up a little bit. How you like the new intro? What is your thoughts on
it? I like it. I love it. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to hear me, one of my favorite people I like to hear talk. I really like that.
Absolutely. You know, like, somebody was like, you know, when I kept hearing that song, it just felt like it went natural for the flow of the show. You know, can we talk? I mean, an open-ended question.
You know, but that's all we ever ask.
We want to talk?
Can we talk? Right. Can we talk? Can you listen? Can we be honest? Can we be upfront? Can we have some exchange of dialogue? That's all we're ever asking. This is season 3 for us. That's a big deal.
Yeah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, we step away. We sometimes got to reconnect on certain things, kind of revamp certain things. And, you know, it's okay to kind of re-involve or reinvent yourself, as they say. So that's what I took the time, you know, besides kind of reinvent the whole message of the show and, you know, how can we become stronger and how can we, you know, emphasize more what we're trying to convey, you know, be more entertaining and also, you know, give what we, you know, our advice, our perspective, and also, you know, still include some of that, you know, that lovely, sexual, and, you know, good, feel-good music as well. So we're going to throw a little bit of that tonight as well in there. So
absolutely.
Just trying to keep it moving. So
absolutely.
I had, you know, for those who's just tuning in, welcome to Shadow Wars Radio. This is Relationship Slow Dance, an adult talk show. Lady J, yours truly, Mr. Naz. Last week, we started with a pilot one. It was about 30 minutes. I went solo. Lady J had been to take care of, but I'm happy that people, you know, good response. But we said, you know what, we talked outside the scenes of this, and we said, you know what, let's come back to it, because it's so much in this topic that we can go on. And the topic here, just kick it off, is called I'm Not Your Past Relationship. So with that being said, I'm going to hand off to you first, and you kind of kick it in, and I'll follow through.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate you so much. It's interesting because, you know, unfortunately, yes, you had to fly solo, but I knew that our baby was in capable hands because you're the creator. So, I had been talking to people, you know, letting people know we're back. Come on in, tune in, and listen to us. And just kind of letting people know what our topic was. And, you know, I had to give some people some clarity. Like, well, what do you mean I'm not your past relationship? And I said, you know, people sometimes think that relationships are one size fits all. Not by any means. You know, you go out, you get your shoes in your size, you get your clothes in your size, you get a fitted hat if you're a dude in your size. You get your, we get our engagement rings and wedding rings in our size. Everything is custom tailored to our lives. So how is it that we don't do the same with relationships, situationships, intimacy, all things? You know, it is not a one-size-fits-all. And you can't tell me that everything you did for the last person you think is going to work with me. And then the flip side of that is also, too, don't hold me accountable for things that someone else did to you. I am who I am. So, you know, don't think that I am going to mislead you. I'm going to cheat on you. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to lie to you. I'm going to give you reasons to put up a wall. No, I'm not that person. And I don't think that people realize is when you put someone in a box that's not custom made for them, you may be actually shaping and molding them to fit in that box, because you're going to find everything to compare them to the last person you were with. I tell people all the time, when God made me, Lord knows, y'all couldn't handle another one of me anyway. So I am the only one. I know I'm special. Yes, I am. I am uniquely made. There is nothing else like me. But even if I exhibit some trait and or characteristic of the person that you were with prior, that does not by any means mean that I am that person. I'm going to do to you the same things. Now, don't get me wrong. We need to pay attention to red flags. You know, one of the greatest shows we ever had was paying attention to detail. I think we will come back to that over and over and over again, no matter how many seasons we go. You know, yes, you do need to pay attention to red flags that come up when you kind of start to see a repetitive behavior. And if it's a repetitive behavior that doesn't work for you, you need to speak on it. Because someone may not even realize how detrimental that behavior is to you because of what you went through. So it becomes twofold. You have to open your mouth and say something, and you also have to pay attention. But if somebody does, if you chew, like my last boyfriend, which utterly got on my nerves, and I can't stand it. You know,
listening, don't judge her.
But I'm just saying, you know, that doesn't mean all of the other lying, manipulative behaviors that that person has, you have. I'm not going to say, well, I can't stay with you, or I can't be with you, I can't expound on anything with you because of something else. And then the thing is that if we are like that, then we have to examine ourselves, you know, because don't get me wrong, you know, there have been probably two major relationships in my life that have left scars that, you know, it's like they've healed, but you can always still see them. And in turn, it's hard for me not to bring that baggage with me. I work really hard at it every day, but it's still hard. You know, it's like I don't necessarily drop down my walls, you know, very easily the way I used to. My motto used to be, I trust anyone until they give me a reason not to. Now, because of what I've been through, I don't trust anyone until they've earned it and they give me a reason to trust them.
Now let me ask you a question. You brought up, can you hear me loud and clear?
Sure, I can hear you.
We'll make sure that our mics are good. Now, I'm listening to what you're saying. You kind of brought up some things, you know, I hate to say some flags, I would call it. When you see people, or maybe let me just kind of take it back for a second. You're with someone, a love interest, a spouse, or someone you're getting to know, or whatever the case might be. You get to the point that you disclose, or, you know, he or she discloses some of their past pains. Well, first of all, I think, you know, because that's another show. At what point do you start to express some of your past pains with someone you just met or you're trying to get to know, that to scare them off or whatever. That's a whole nother show. But once you get to that point, you express these things to that person, and you know, you're expressing it, listen, I've been through this, I've been through that. And this person hears it, and I guess kind of go back to details, and they hear what you're saying, but yet they, you know, they're demonstrating some of those things, those past pains you've been through, some of those same characteristics or actions that just put you in a bad place, or they do something that reminds you exactly what you've been through. I mean, how do you deal with that? How do you kind of not categorize or keep that person or treat that person like, you know what, you know, this is not going to happen to me again. You know, and this person could have chewed the wrong way or maybe said a certain word or called you what you may have deemed out of your name, you know, called you chick or something, just something crazy that kind of activated that soft spot. How do you keep that separate, you know, so you don't kind of use that past pain on that individual?
I think it's hard. You know, I would never sit here and say that it's easy. It's really difficult because it becomes about time, and it becomes about how much time you want to choose to invest to see where this is going to go. Because, you know, the quick answer would be, oh, I'm out. As soon as I see something, I'm out. But again, it's like, are you out that quickly because this just reminds you of something else or somewhere else you've been? You know, is that, do you really get the sense that that's who this person is? Or is it that, you know, this may have been an episode, you know, this one time or two times? You know, it becomes about how much time you want to invest to see where this is going to go. And with anything else, everything is about time. You know, we don't get to, I think we have become a society where, you know, mm-hmm. we're kind of jumping into things super quickly. You know, one of the other shows we did was we were talking about courting. People don't court anymore. People don't talk anymore. You know, hi, I met you. We're sleeping together. We're in a relationship. We're broken up. When did you get to know this person? Now, don't get me wrong. We have situations where people are like, look, this is what this is. Cool. As long as we're honest up front, then that's fine. But if you're trying to explore something and do something more, you do have to pay attention and put a little time into it. I'm not saying that it's going to take you forever and that you should sit 2 and 3 years in a situation that you know is bad. Because things, when people reveal themselves, I tell people all the time, when people show you who they are, please believe them. When they tell you who they are, please believe them. And they will definitively tell you and show you who they are. At that point, you need to say, either I'm in or I'm out.
You know
and
what?
If you're
I'm
out,
glad you
get out.
I'm glad you said it. With that being said, I want to put a pin in that right there. We're going to go to our first music segment. And when we come out this music segment, I want you kind of come back and kind of revisit how, better explain as far as being honest up front and explaining things, who you are up front. And like you said, with certain actions that people do or certain things that they may say, you need to pay attention to that. You know, pay attention to the person explaining some of their past situations or what they've been through in their past. Pay attention to it, you know, and being up front. And like you said, people need to pay real close attention to that, you know. Understand the signs, understand the upfront stuff. So with that being said, we can go to a quick musical break, maybe two songs, and then when we come back, I need you to attack that. I need you to attack and help some of my people. And those just tuning in, it's Relationship Slow Jams and Dope Talk Show. We are back. The call-in number is 929-477-1560. You know, we welcome you to call in and, you know, chime in, you know, give us your 2 cents, or whether you just want to listen, just sit back, listen, and enjoy. So let's go to the break, and then we'll come back and attack this thing.
Got it.
Oh,
don't be ashamed of that relation. It was beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Yes, yes. Welcome back to the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. You heard All Night, All Day by Changing Faces, and we had to keep it going back with the freaky Freak With Me with myself, just taking it back for a little bit, just keeping you in the mood with the topics, what we do, and just trying to keep it right. Grown zone. Grown zone in effect. But yeah, the topic is... The topic is, I'm not your past relationship. And, you know, there's signs. There's signs, and there's communication that comes with it. Pay attention. Pay attention. Yeah. Yeah, you want to let the listeners know the sign and pay attention to the communication aspect of it in this topic here?
Yeah, of course. One of my favorite sayings is, people are not new. Don't get me wrong. We grow, we evolve, but a person who starts to exhibit certain behaviors, yeah, they didn't get new on you. You just were blind to them. You know, people can, don't get me wrong, people can hide things for a long time. People will become sometimes whatever you want them to be. But they can only stay fake. They can only stay untrue to themselves, but for so long. And then they'll start to slip back into who they are. And when you start to notice this, and when these things are contrary to everything you've ever seen, you need to question it. You need to wonder about it. You need to say, is this who I really think it is? Is this, you know, why is this? You need to question it. And there's nothing wrong with questioning anything that affects who you are, your happiness, and your life, no matter who it is. So it becomes about taking our own happiness and making sure that we are keeping it in perspective. So, you know, sometimes we want something so bad. We want something so much that we turn a blind eye. And when we do that, you've made a conscious decision to settle. And, you know, when people are no longer being the people that you thought they were, when people are showing you who they really are, and it's like, but I want it. Okay, so you chose to have it like this. And then also, too, staying on topic, you know, sometimes we gravitate, even though we don't want what we have, sometimes we still gravitate towards what we have. So sometimes the change has to come from within because you attract a certain type of person. So sometimes you have to change your choices to get new choices. Because if you don't change your choices, then you're going to kind of be doomed to repeat over and over. The definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing but expecting different results. So if you don't make changes for you, then how can you expect something different? So
that's
then
true.
You do wind up kind of being in those same situations. You know, also too, when you're moving from relationship to relationship, take some time. Take some time to know you, to date you, to invest in your own growth. Because I think sometimes when we just move and we transition from person to person to person to person, we lose ourselves. And what are you then now bringing to the table? What are you now presenting to someone else? And we're quick to say, well, I'm not the person you were with last, but are you still the same person you were last?
Well,
you know,
I'm glad you said that. You expound on that. I'm taking notes right here. I'm taking notes,
oh,
and I'm noticing that you said something about how you have to take time for yourself. And can you elaborate for our listeners a little bit more about taking time for yourself and knowing your past, your personal past relationships? Because you can't go forward unless you recognize your past relationships and kind of have that, how you say, that dialogue with yourself. Like, I'm not who I used to be. in order for you to go on. And that goes from job to relationship to anything. I think me, you talked about
everything.
This outside, and you just touched on it right there. And I said, okay, I knew where she's going with this. But I need the listeners to understand what you mean by that. Because people don't understand. Sometimes, you know, knowing yourself, well, you know, I know who I am, but they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand that.
You know what? We a lot of times we think we know who we are. But if you ask someone, well, what do you want? I want to be happy. Well, what does that entail? I just want to be happy. Well, how do you get there? You don't even know what you want to reach the pinnacle of where you want to be. So if you don't get to know yourself, especially after you've come out of a relationship, because you are, and if it wasn't a good relationship, you're not the same person you were when you went into that relationship. Something is different about you. So then you need to take some time to heal. You need to take some time to see where you are, what you're capable of giving, what you're not capable of giving, what you will and will not do, what you want, what you don't want. And sometimes we just transition from person to person to person looking for something that we'll never find because we don't even know what it is. One of the hardest things I ever had to do was be by myself. Like, I mean, truly sit down and be by myself and figure out what happened in this past relationship that devastated me. You know, what do I not want from that? You know, I don't want to bring that same thing into the next potential relationship, but who am I? Where am I going? What do I want? How do I want to get there? What do I want from the next person? Because I think sometimes instead of realizing that relationships are partnerships and investments, we are expecting other people to just come and pour into our lives and make our lives these beautiful, wonderful things. That's not how it's supposed to go.
So true.
You are complete all by yourself. All by yourself, you are complete. So now the person who comes into your life, they add unto you. They didn't make you. They're adding unto you. But you can't give somebody the complete responsibility of being completely in charge of your happiness because now you've given that person way too much control. That's not how it should be, at least in my opinion. And that's what I had to learn. I was looking for something externally from individuals that I should have been fostering within myself internally. And so, you know, I wasn't paying attention to what was going on with that person. Yeah, you were making me happy, and on the surface you were doing this and you were doing that. But on the flip side, now I got to wonder where you at, what you doing, who you doing it with. Okay,
yeah,
I'm no longer
yeah.
happy. You know, that like this is no longer bringing me happiness. So now it's like, did I not pay attention, or I gave you so much of me that I lost myself in you, and now you have complete control over whether I'm in a good space, whether I'm in a bad space, all of that. So, and especially if you come out of a relationship like that, you don't ever want that again. You don't want to present somebody with complete control of you. You don't want anybody to come in and try to take complete control of you. None of that. So you don't want to bring those things from the past into your new stuff. But yet and still you don't want to forget them because you don't want to fall victim to them either. It's a balancing act, and you have to pay attention. Yes, I don't want some of that thing. I don't want to have to wonder about where you're at. I don't want to have to go through your phone. I don't want to have to check your email. I don't want to have to stalk your social media page. I don't want to do any of that.
You said
I don't. Like,
because
you know now social media plays such a huge part in relationships. Why you got to like all her pictures? Why all the time you got to, you know, no matter what she said, you like it. You got to put a ha-ha or a heart. Yeah, I'm not doing all that. I'm not.
Yeah,
that's
too much. That's too much. You know that's another show, right? That's a whole other
show.
That's a big topic.
I have had so many people have so many arguments within their relationship due to social media. Like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm not social media should not deem who and how we are and where our relationship is going. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not a subject.
It is. And if I got to do all of that, then, yeah, we don't need to be together.
So we need to hold off on that because I'm taking notes. Cause ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be a whole other show right there alone. And I'm pretty sure many of the people listening can relate to that. So, I mean, if you check the archives, I'm pretty sure you're checking it out. And, you know, if you get in trouble for liking, that's a whole other topic. But anywho, what advice can we give people that's been scarred in a relationship? Maybe we can provide some tips. Now, just please keep in mind, what we're saying is, may not apply to everybody, whether floats your boat, but if it applies and you think it can help you out, we're very honored and happy. But we're going to try our best to kind of shed some light for it or maybe give some reasonable advice. Because, you know, I'm not going to say logical advice because everybody's logic is different.
everybody's situation is different. And I can only tell you from the experiences that I've had. And if they apply to you, wonderful. You know, but I think, you know, you have to examine yourself and figure out where you are. You know, when you have scars and you have some lingering things from past relationships, it becomes about putting them in their proper place. For me, trust is a big deal. Trust was completely dismantled and violated in my last relationship. So for me, trust and being able to kind of put my feelings out there and not have that sense of vulnerability is hard for me. I tell people all the time, like, ew, feelings, that's like cooties. Like, I can't, circle, circle, dot, dot, I got my cootie shot. Because I know with feelings comes vulnerability. With vulnerability, those walls come down and you become exposed. And when you've been through a really tough situation, where, like I said, where trust was an issue, exposing your heart can be very difficult because you don't want to go back to where you were. But then again, it's like if you don't take a chance, sometimes you miss out on something beautiful. You know, you could be missing out on that love, that relationship, even the best sex, if that's kind of where you are, you know, that you've had with a person. Because you don't let those walls down. It's gradual. And I'm not saying let somebody come into your life and chip every brick away right away. You know, but sometimes in order to let somebody in and to experience something or someone else, you got to take a brick or two down. Shit, you got to take a brick or two down just to see you on the other side of the wall.
That's so true.
If you don't, I always say that life, relationships, everything is like yin and yang. It's like ebb and flow. It's like I got to give a little bit of something to get a little bit of something. So at some point, I have to let some of it go in order to see where something's going.
So you're saying that a person needs to recognize their self, they have to look at their self first before they can kind of go to the next phase. They have to look at, but then how do you...
You have to know what your shortcomings are.
But you know, some people may not understand that. They're thinking in the moment. They're not taking the time to look. They're looking at everyone else. They're so caught up in everything else that goes on. They're playing the victim. And that's another show we're going to talk about. They're playing the victim.
Well,
it's not me.
That never,
and they did not take the time
well
to look at this.
but that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem, and we always equate everything with everyone else. Well, he did, and she did, and yeah, but what about what did you and did not do? Because a lot of what happens to us, because we allowed it. Nobody made. I mean, unless somebody is holding a gun to your head and you're in an abusive relationship, you allowed it. And sometimes, and you know, that abuse is not just physical, it's mental too. So, you know, we take that off the table. But if that's not what this situation is, then you allowed a lot of this stuff to happen. And you have to be honest with yourself. Yes, some people have done some crappy things to hurt you. People done some crappy shit to hurt me. But then I have to sit back and look at it and say, at what point did I not voice how I felt about it? At what point was I so content with it that I allowed it to happen until it just got so beyond me and so out of control that now all of a sudden I'm devastated and I'm hurt because this person cheated on me or they lied to me or they used me. Yeah, at some point I saw that.
I gotta say this for some of the fellas. I'm just going by my personal experience, and I'm listening to you, and you're motivating me. You're kind of bringing back some, I guess, things I may have been through and how I, you know, dealt with it. There was this great man from North. I used to go to this counseling session in North by Brother Saeed, you know, Men for Peace. Mm-hmm. And he said something. He's always said, you know, you're in this situation because you're allowing it to happen. If she is crazy, she's hitting on you, being talking to you derogatory, you feeling abused, you have a choice. Either stay in it or get away. You can't complain about her or complain about your situation. Look at yourself. Stop complaining about it. What are you going to do about it? It may be some hard line decisions you're going to have to make, and I'm talking to some of our fathers. I'm talking to men in relationships. You know, because you always hear about a lot of men being abusive. Listen, you got women are just as equally abusive towards the men. Fellas, if you're not happy, stop complaining about it. Stop worrying about it. If you're being abused and being, you know, she's going to make me hit him. First of all, you have the option of choice. If it's before it gets to that point and you feel that you have to put your hands on this woman, which no man should ever do, or a woman, vice versa, you got to make a choice. You got to look at yourself, like you just said, and you got to get out of it. And that means your past relationship with yourself, when it's the same choices that you're making, you're like, you know, why I keep being around the same people? Because, you know, idiot, you're picking the same situation. You're putting yourself in the same situation. And over and over again. So I mean, you know,
people,
I'm sorry.
People
he
do
said something. They kind of said
no.
It just sparked. It just sparked it.
But people do what's comfortable. Let me tell you, some people are very comfortable being in those types of situations because those are the situations that they're used to, and they can maneuver. And what happens is that it's work. It's hard and it's scary when we step out of our comfort zone. When we step out of our comfort zone and we try to do something different, that's uncharted territory. We don't necessarily know how to move. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's coming. But when I stay in a situation, or if I keep picking the same people, or if I keep allowing the same things to happen to me, I kind of already know what's coming. Yeah, I don't like it, and it may make me uncomfortable, and it may make me cry at night, but I already know what I have. See, people will often say, I already know the monster I have, so I don't want to necessarily go out here and get a new monster. But who's to say the next individual is a monster? And so, and therefore, you miss out on something amazing by thinking that the next person is the next monster in your life. But then, you know, then what are you doing to change what you're bringing into your life? You know, I'm not your past relationship is also a self thing. I'm not the same person I was when I came out of my past relationship. I am not that person. You know, I am sweet, I am kind, I am bubbly, I am soft, but I am by no means weak. And one of the things that I had to learn was strength. Strength enough to say, you know what, I'm really going to be okay. One of the hardest things I ever did was when I separated from my husband. And, you know, this is not like I'm giving y'all some spectacular exclusive. I tell the story all the time. One of the biggest things was, you know, besides it breaking my family up, financially, I mean, I had never been on my own. I went from my father's house to my husband's house. I had never had my own apartment. I had never, you know, done the thing like everybody does in their 20s and their 30s and they live on their own and I had never done that. So when I left home, I went to go live with my husband, and, you know, we had a family, blah, blah, blah. So when we separated, it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. And financially, you know, I had a girlfriend of mine tell me, you are committing financial suicide. And I thought about what she said. And I thought, and I said, but you know what? I'm going to take that chance. So when I started coming home into an apartment that I had to struggle to keep, I wasn't sick when I put the key in the door. I didn't have that anxiety and that anguish. Don't get me wrong. I was like, oh my God, these damn bills gonna get paid. But there was still peace in my home. So sometimes we have to go through some things so that we are not the same people that we were. So again, it's like, what do you, you know, we want other people to not judge us. We can't also to stay in the same place. So yeah, I don't want anybody, I don't want any man that I'm with to necessarily compare me to the last chick he was with, because I'm not her. I don't look, I may look like her. In some aspects, we may have some of the same traits and characteristics, but by far, I am not her, just like you are not him. I don't want you to judge me based on what she did or how she did. Or, even if it's just sex, I'm not screwing you like the last girl. And hopefully, you are not trying to screw me like you screwed the last girl. Because I am an individual.
Well,
you need to...
I'm going to hold you right there. Because I want to leave some more for our listeners to follow up on. Now, with that being said, we're going to go to one more music break. And when you come back, we're going to finish out strong, because you're going to explain to people how past relationship, whether it's sexual or not, you can't do the same things what you did with the other person. Because you're being lazy, not taking the time to explore your mate or taking the time to get to their needs.
What I like.
Exactly. So we're going to go to this music break, and you're going to come back stomping.
Yes, sir.
Once again, welcome to the Relation Slow Dance and Adult Talk Show. Lady J and yours truly, Mr. Naz.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have a...
Thank you. price to pay. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm so into you.
I'm so into you.
So into you, Peebo Bryson. Okay, I had a moment.
Nice.
I had a moment.
I like when somebody's so into me. I like that.
Okay,
I'm
back.
Back.
All right. Welcome to Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nass, and the lovely Miss Lady J. And we left it off, you know, as far as how to get more into someone. So I just thought it's appropriate to kind of drop that song, "So Into You" by Peebo Bryson. To get this segue. So we got 10 minutes, 9 to 10 minutes to do what we do. So let's educate now. Mrs. Burke,
okay, so
Miss Lady J comes
so in. So listen, you know, that's the first statement that I started the show with is one size does not fit all. You know, it does not. It does not. And, you know, you could have been the best lover in the world for the person you were with before me. And then when you get to me, I'm laying there talking about I got to balance my checkbook, I got to pay the cable bill, I got to pick up my dry cleaning, because you haven't taken time to get to know me and what I like and what I need and what I desire. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just not. So, you know, to come into don't get me wrong. Now, we all have a foundation. We all got a foundation that we start with. That's just like any house. Any house, every house has a foundation. But after that, the house is custom made. So, you know, when you sit down with your planner, your architect, you tell them, look, you know, you got the foundation, but this is how I want my house constructed. Lovemaking is the same thing. You come in with a foundation because we got to start somewhere. I mean, unless we've had a conversation and I've told you exactly what I like, which is not so far-fetched for me because I like talking about what I like. However, for most people, it's once we start doing that, it's kind of trial and error. You get more errors when you don't pay attention. So, yeah, you know, you used to make, you know, Belinda come over and over and over 15 times with that thing you used to do, but that thing don't work for me because my body is not Belinda's body. My body is my body. And what works for me is what works for me. So I'm going to need you to pay attention for what works for me, just like what works for him. Yes, you know, some people say, Jackie, you're the bomb at what you do. Yeah. Okay, but that's because when I'm with you, I listen. The first couple of times we're together, I listen. I listen for every I want to see if your toes curl. I want to see if I touch a certain spot or do a certain thing at a certain time. You are rubbing on me and touching on me. Okay, so mentally note it. That's his spot. That's what gets him off. I'm not just going to come and do some whack-ass performance that I used to do with Jamie, and now it's just like, oh, this one ain't no good because he don't be like flipping all over me. No, I haven't gotten a chance to get to know you. So I need to get to know what you like, and communication is everything. Not only do we need to pay attention, but I'm going to need us to stop being afraid to talk to people and tell people what we like. Ladies, I know we live in a new era and women are supposed to be strong and forceful and this and that. But ladies, some of y'all are in some of the worst sexual relationships because you don't tell nobody what you want. Don't nobody know? My dad used to always say, a closed mouth don't get fed. If somebody is not doing something the way you like it, then you need to tell them. But you need not sit up there and fake those oohs and ahs and act like it's the best thing since sliced bread, and then you wonder why you're never getting that orgasm you need. Fellas, it's no different. You don't necessarily need to go someplace else because you're not getting what you need. But how about you talk to somebody and tell them what you need? Like, yo, you're not going to really mess me up if you tell me, you know, drop a little lower, a little bit faster, throw that back a little bit more, slide your tongue here. You know, I'm just like.
That just sounds gross. Messy love.
I'm just saying, like, tell me what you need. I do not have a crystal ball. You know, if you can't tell me what you want, then I can't give you what you want. But on the flip side of that, too, if the person is not a person that's big on communication and big on saying what they want, cool, pay attention, because somebody's going to let you know what they like. If you hit my spot, you going to know, without a doubt. I can't lie to you and say, nah, that ain't it. There's going to be evidence all over the place. You know, there's going to be audio, there's going to be visual. You'll be able to see it, feel it, hear it. So just make mental note of that, but don't come to me with, you know, oh, yeah, you just don't like how I put it down. You know, so-and-so, I ain't so-and-so. I ain't so-and-so. So that shit that you did for them, that don't work for me. I need my lovemaking custom made. I need to be measured for that, just like I get measured for my shoes, measured for my jeans, measured for my coat, measured for everything else, and I'm going to do the same for you. And that's what helps to keep lovemaking, sex, whatever y'all are doing, interesting. Because now it's like you done gave somebody this false sense of that they putting it down. For what? And then you have to either A, take care of yourself, B, you just don't get that release that you need, or C, now you going someplace else because you can't get what you need because you weren't honest and told him that that shit didn't work, or tell her that that shit didn't work. No, don't bring me your leftovers. Bring me my shit. Bring me what I like. Get to figure out what I find out what I like. So, yeah, you can't treat me in any way, mentally, physically, you know, the connection that we have. We are not the same people that you've been with in your past. And the key word in all of that is your past. You left it, or it left you, for a reason. So now it's no longer present. It's a factor in the sense of, yes, you may not want to make the same mistakes, but no, that's old. Come get some new shit. Come try some new shit. Do something different. And enjoy the person that you're with. You know, enjoy the journey. Whatever the journey is, you know, whatever you've decided that this journey or however long this journey is going to be with the person that you're with, enjoy the current journey. Stop trying to pull all that other stuff from the past into your current journey. You know, or don't miss out on what could be an amazing journey or a really cool journey or a fun journey because you are holding everyone who currently comes into your life to the same standards of the people who were in your life back in the past. Okay.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know, I'll just go on and on and on and on and on.
No, I love it. I love it. And with that being said, you know, I first of all, I want to say thank you, Lady J, from the bottom of my heart. Couldn't do this without you, and I truly appreciate you. And everything you do, you know.
Aww, I love being here. Like, you know, this is our baby, you know. This is our baby, and we're going to keep nurturing it and bringing in more people to enjoy our baby, you know, every chance we get. So thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to have a platform and a voice to get all this stuff out that I usually can't have in regular common conversation.
No, absolutely.
Because people are uncomfortable.
You know, we hope that people listening, we hope that you're getting something from it. You know, like we said earlier, you know, it's not for everybody, you know, but maybe something's for something. Maybe you can get a little bit of something. Maybe just be entertained. Maybe it's just something like, you know, I'm enjoying some good adult conversation. You know, if we can give you that glow zone for 1 hour once a week, we hope that we can do that. You know, and what we're going to start doing at the end of the show, we're going to kind of give our closing remarks and kind of give you a little segue of what we're going to do next week. So for me, your past relationship starts with you. It starts with recognizing yourself, recognizing what you've been put in the position you put yourself in, and how you can create a change. But the change has to start with you first, when the change is something else. That's my closing remark. What about you, DJ?
Same thing. The past is a past, you know, and sometimes we hold on to the past way too much. And, you know, the days past are gone. You can't do anything with them. You know, relationship past, those are gone as well. And obviously they didn't work for you and they are a past for a reason. So don't get so caught up in what has been that you miss out on what can be or what is. You can be in a relationship and still caught up in some of your past stuff, and you're missing out. You know, take care of you. Look for things. Be open. Be honest. Don't hold people accountable for stuff that doesn't apply to them. And make changes within yourself.
That's true. Now, I'm hoping everybody got the message. If you didn't, hell with you. I'm sorry. Next week's topic. I'm sorry. As I look, I couldn't resist this ignorant moment. That Jesus loved me still. Jesus loved me.
He does, and he knows that we are a work in progress. But sometimes, and sometimes you got to give it to people just like that. Look, I gave you what I can give you, and if you don't get it, then you know what you want on your own.
There you go. Exactly. So next week's topic. What do you want to do? Let's give them a little teaser. I mean, we had about a minute. A quick hot minute. We want to dive into the journey of enjoying a person you're with. Because you want to talk about enjoying the journey?
Let's definitely talk about enjoying the journey. Your own journeys with someone new, venturing into something new. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the mundane and the day-to-day that we don't sit back and look at the journey, enjoy the journey. And then we wonder kind of how we're in a rut. You know, sometimes we have to shine a spotlight on, you know, where we've been, where we're going, or where we are, and where we're going. And again, that's in every aspect, no matter what the type of relationship. And I think what people need to understand is that, you know, whether you are in a long-term relationship or a marriage, whether it's a new relationship that's kind of on the horizon and you're starting something new, or if you're comfortable enough in a situationship that you're in, it's still all about the journey of how you started, where you're going, and how you're enjoying getting there. And if you're coming into some bumps and bruises, what do you do to kind of get over that to still continue
all right,
on your journey?
Good night.
Okay. Good night, Gracie.
Good night, you guys. Thank you so much.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.